Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Two laws you need to know about. Dodd-Frank 2010, UCC Code Section 8 says the banks can keep your money. Now, right now, they're not going to do it. As long as they can make money with fractional reserve banking, loaning out $9 for every dollar they receive. If you did that, it'd be called fraud, but they get away with it. They're not going to keep your money as long as they can do that. But the minute the dollar does not become liquid because it's failing from precipitous falls, well, then you got a problem, a big problem, because they will hang on to your assets. They did it in 1929. They're doing it across the planet whenever banks are in trouble. And right now, you have no protection. Well, you do, really, Noble Gold. Noble Gold can help you do managing bank accounts so you can function in society, but your retirement will not be associated with your bank account. Your IRAs, your 401ks, your savings, your checking. You'll have minimal accounts, but you'll put most of your money in appreciating assets, namely gold and silver. They won't pressure you. I know because I've been a customer for 8 years. I've been an advertiser for 9 years. And they're the most unaggressive sales force I've ever seen. And it's by design. They're trained to be that way. They want you to make the proper decision. And there's only one decision to make when it comes down to this. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. 646-5347. And if you forget the number, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com and start your process there. Again, that's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, today's show, and this is just a real brief intro, is going to cover kind of the unbeaten path here. We have a fascination in our society, and it's concerning to me, with UFOs, extraterrestrials, contact, war with aliens. I mean, all of these things we're seeing. Well, we decided to break it down into segments. It did a segment on the best sci-fi movies of all time. Then we transferred over to the best sci-fi TV shows of all time. And then we took a really hard look at the congressional hearings that are going on, which is lending legitimacy to this. Now, having said that, we come back in the final part and talk about the Great Deception, where we bring in the Book of Revelation, the Book of Matthew, the Book of Thessalonians, and we talk about how the elect will be deceived in the final days, and this is what I believe we're looking at. And you're saying, well, Dave, you've covered like Three-Eye Atlas and things like that. Yeah, you've got to fight the enemy where you meet them, and I want people to be aware. So when you hear me talk about, oh, extraterrestrials, UFOs, it's, I believe, part of the Great Deception. I believe it's demonic. The Bible speaks clearly to this point, and I mean clearly. I think you'll enjoy the presentation you have today. It's a little off the beaten path for our geopolitics, but it's one that I think really summarizes where the geopolitics is heading. Enjoy the show. I'm Dave Hodges. Stay tuned. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're brought to you by a product I talk about a lot, and it's called Body Align. And you have seen me talk about their products. They have a great sale right now. Buy one, get one free, limited time only. You know, I use two of their products. One of them, the patch that goes on the back of your cell phone, limits and negates most of the EMF coming out of the phone. I don't want glioblastoma. You don't either. It's a great defense because we do need our cell phones. And then, of course, I use the energy band. Don't wear it when you go to bed. It will keep you awake. I've made that mistake. But it's all natural, and it's all based on frequency, which is the rage in all of healthcare right now. They also have the sleep patch, the pain patch. Great stuff right now. And like I said, buy one, get one free. Go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I thought for fun, but we're leading to something called the Great Deception. And we're going to break the Great Deception down into detail. But I thought we would explore a lot of the sci-fi stuff that's been in our movies, been on TV. We've done the TV. This one's about the movies. And I want to give a disclaimer. When I didn't include TV's greatest shows for sci-fi, Stargate SG-1, I would agree if it was science fiction, that'd have been number one at the top of my list. And then the original, Kurt Russell, SG-1, the movie, that ended up being the TV show. Same reason. I don't rank that reason. The key word here is science. Here you go. Fiction. We've exposed enough about DARPA and time travel. We know the open experiments that have been done successfully in teleportation. It's not science fiction. It's science fact. So I didn't include Stargate SG-1. And some people wrote to me, and I thought legitimate concern. Dave, you should have included that. Don't you? Didn't you just love that show? Oh, I did. I did. I probably have seen every episode at one time or another, but it's not fiction. We think it was created with CIA dialogue too. A lot of reasons behind that. But anyway, let's get into the top movies that are sci-fi of all time. Number one, They Live. 1988 movie I saw, and I was laughing through the first 5 minutes. And then it got really interesting. Aliens meeting back room with humans, kind of like a world-class trilateral commission kind of deal, as it reminds me of. And they were talking about how they were taking over the planet with the help of their human co-conspirators. And you could only see these aliens if you wore special sunglasses. And then you'd see all the propaganda signs around too, as well. Interesting movie. Not terribly realistic, but suspenseful, well played out. And to show you how you can get caught up in a conspiracy that's real without meaning to. Although I still think that is science fiction. The next movie, number two, The Arrival. Charlie Sheen. I think his best performance ever. In this movie, aliens come to Earth. They want to take over the Earth. So they're going to gradually heat the Earth up. And like the frog in the boiling pot, humans will one day become extinct. But they're also furthering their agenda to heat the planet up by putting people in key positions inside our government and industry. And then as Charlie Sheen tracks down the aliens, he goes to a remote location in Central America and actually watches how they transform an ugly alien into a presentable human being. Interesting, the frog in the boiling pot concept, an interesting way of taking over without military conflict. It was a good movie. Very, very well done. Very well thought out. Good plot. Number three on the list, The Day the Earth Stood Still. I've talked about this movie in passing before in previous broadcasts, and I absolutely love the movie. Loved it. I've probably watched it three or four times through the years. Actor Michael Rennie plays an alien that comes to Earth to deliver a message. You're too violent to go out into space. And this is in the early 50s before Sputnik and before we were really out there in space, but planning to. Movie was ahead of its time. And there was a reason to be concerned about AI. These aliens had given over power over them to these robots that if anyone was aggressive, the robots would immediately destroy the aggressor. And they were undefeated. So much for AI taking over human beings' affairs. Yeah, ultimate in sentience. The robot's name was Gort. And as American troops showed a little hostility towards the alien when he landed, Gort took out a couple tanks, some soldiers with rifles, and yeah. It was really a movie way ahead of its time. But the key phrase in that movie and the key event was what the main actor said to the so-called leaders of the Earth. We don't care what kind of nonsense you do on your planet, how you're violent, how you run your affairs is your business. But the minute you take your warlike your warlike ways out into space, this robot will stop you. It will turn your planet into a burned out cinder. You have to wonder, in the realm of possibility, could there be an alien civilization that could do such a thing? It's certainly thought-provoking, but the movie also showed something else. What could be perceived with fear and potential hostility? Well, a young boy and his mother befriended the alien, helped him when he was in dire straits, and just goes to show you, everyone can be friends with anyone else. It was really an interesting movie. A lot of really, really important themes. The day the Earth stood still. Then another movie, somewhat based on science fiction for its time. It came out in the 70s and it was called Rollerball. And it was a high-tech society. So this is what makes it technically science fiction and didn't deal with aliens. Dealt with autocratic government, where the star, the Michael Jordan, if you will, of his day, of this game called Rollerball, his wife was plucked away from him on a social pecking order from a city planner in Italy. What? Hell yeah. Nothing was yours. It was the first time I had really seen in a modern era depiction projected out even beyond our time frame here in 2025, but projected out to where you'll own nothing and love it. And it was the idea was presented to us in a 1976 movie, almost 50 years ahead of the World Economic Forum statement, you'll own nothing and love it. Yuval Harari, right? Assistant to Klaus Schwab, making that claim, really borne out in that movie. Individuality wiped out, social credit to the max. This, it wasn't 15-minute cities per se, but everything was scripted like what we've heard in some of what we fear. And it was 50 years ago. That's what's crazy about that movie, so far ahead of its time. But it just goes to show you that the fears about unchecked power and power corrupts, and the old saying says, absolute power corrupts absolutely, borne out in that movie, Rollerball, starring James Caan, and who did a magnificent job in that movie. And it was kind of interesting too, because this movie came out 3 years after the creation of the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, co-founder. And then you'd hear occasional, when they were allowed to speak freely, which even then radio was controlled, but you would hear people in broadcasting comparing autocratic rule in the United States and the domination of Rockefeller Industries in our media and in our industries and in our politics. Is this some kind of rollerball syndrome? It became a catchphrase of the day. Pretty foretelling material. Those are my top four choices, but I will say this. Stargate SG-1 would have won both the movie and the TV as best science fiction if it was science fiction, which I do not believe it is. I think there's lots of breadcrumbs that show that that's not true. It is very much science fact. These four movies are classics, and you can still see them today. Now, the Rollerball movie was remade. I like the actors that were in that movie, but the story was crap. Seriously, it was total crap. The original was the best. The Day the Earth Stood Still should be remade in modern terms, because we may not have long till Three Eye Atlas is upon us. But is it something to fear? Is it a harbinger of alien hostility towards us and the so-called things that are trailing it? Are they colonists? Are they here to kill us and take us over very soon, by the end of the year? I don't know. I tend to think this is the great deception. And in the next segment, I'll explore with you why I believe this is undoubtedly the great deception. I hope you've enjoyed these two forays into science fiction. We're going to expand it into something I call spiritual reality. Stay tuned. There's more. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Hey, we've got a great product, series of products to offer you here. And it's something that I have personal experience with. In fact, I credit these products with saving my life, particularly the Nanosoma liquid spray. This is a product that turned things around when I had strep lung linings from RSV, and doctors said, there's no hope, Dave. They're not coming back at your age. Okay, well, that's not true. I had a golf excursion today I want to tell you about. I went with my son, and it had rained, and so they didn't allow carts on the golf course, and the course was so hilly. You're climbing up 20 to 30 degree angles all day long. And on the front nine, I did 11,000 steps, and they said 33 flights of stairs. I couldn't have done that last year or 18 months ago. Because the Nanosoma gel you rub on took about 2 months, grows pluripotent stem cells, and I no longer have the bone-on-bone effects where I just blow up. It's amazing what I was able to do. Now, my muscles hurt like heck. My butt is sore, but this product was fantastic. And then, of course, there's the wrinkle cream, but I used it for a major cut that I had. I needed stitches. Like, oh, no, let's try this. I've been told it does miracle things. 2 weeks later, no scar, completely healed, no stitches needed. Pretty fantastic stuff. 15% off of the starter pack. Now, you can purchase these individually, but you get 15% off if you purchase them together. And I got to tell you, if I had a wish for America, it would be to be on these products because they can turn a lot of things around. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. But we have something that I really want to bring to your attention. And that something happens to be, well, for fun, the greatest science fiction TV show of all time. And I'm going to tell you something up front because I'm going to do a series of pieces here in these segments. And I'm going to address the alien ET issue. People said to me, Dave, you're a Christian. How can you believe this? I don't. I don't. And I'm going to talk about this. Now, I'm going to continue to talk about aliens because I believe they're part of the Great Deception. That is going to be covered in depth and in detail. I'm quoting scripture down the road here, but let's have some fun with this. I asked myself the other day, because I was fascinated with this topic when I was a young child, too young to understand. I couldn't get enough of science fiction. I remember watching replays of The Forbidden Planet. Oh, I love that show. I watched it probably three or four times. And then, of course, when I was a kid, they had on Star Trek, Captain Kirk, Leonard Nimoy as Spock, DeForest Kelly as the Doc. It was fantastic stuff. It was really, really good, entertaining stuff. And I'll tell you what, Gene Roddenberry had some insight as to DARPA research because the stuff he had in the show, the telecommunicator, wireless cell phones, the transporter, working on that now, can do it with inanimate objects, maybe animate objects too. I don't know. But what I do know is they've been doing this now for about 15 to 20 years that we know of in the public. It's a great show. Great show, great storylines, great writing. Can't believe it went off the air after only 3 years because the reruns still live today. It was absolutely fantastic. And then there was a show that a lot of you won't know, and this was popular when I was a kid as well, and it was called The Invaders. Roy Thinnes. A man who was out driving late one night found some campers and by chance discovered they were aliens and they were up to no good. And then he uncovers this plot where they take human form, but you can tell them by their crooked ring finger. And they had a device that would cause a cerebral hemorrhage if they placed it on the back of the neck. And the people would die of natural causes. And they eliminated their enemies and they started to infiltrate American society. Now, we only saw this from the American perspective. In reality, it would have been worldwide if it was a real event. And Roy Thinnes goes from episode to episode, gathering evidence, fighting the fight, and convincing people as to what's going on. It was a good show. It was a very good show. People say, was that the best? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Then there's the epic Twilight Zone. And I have watched every episode of the Twilight Zone. It used to be on when I was in college as reruns. And I'd come back and I'd from my classes and I had a little time between that and practice and training table and all that stuff. But I'd have a little time here to relax, and it was a half hour long every day, a rerun on Channel 2 in Denver, and I watched it every single episode. And it was fantastic stuff. The storylines were incredible. Some of the best writing I have ever seen. Rod Serling was an absolute genius, but he was the master at juxtaposition. I remember they were doing a plastic surgery operation on someone who was supposed to have been hideously ugly. But you can't really see a lot, but the surgeon's hands, the face of the subject is covered, and then it's over. The person they're operating on trying to change was beautiful. Could have been a model. She was an actress. And then the people operating on her were hideously ugly. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. My other favorite episode, there were actually two of them. One was where Roddy McDowell, he and a fellow astronaut traveled to Mars. His friend was killed in the crash. And the Martians found him and put him into a home and treated him well until one day he couldn't get out of the house. And then the walls peeled back and he's in a cage and Martians are staring at him. And it said, "Man, Earth." He was in a zoo. Boy, was that shocking. And then the other one. And the one that really comes to mind because today the congressional hearings on UFOs and all that good stuff. It's absolutely fantastic. The show was called To Serve Man. And it was the Cannamites that came to Earth. And they gave great wonders to the world. I'll be talking about the Great Deception later on from Revelations 13, but I'll also bridge a little bit into Thessalonians 2 and Matthew 23, 24. And this was the Great Deception. And they had a book entitled To Serve Man. What man did not know until it was almost too late, To Serve Man was a cookbook. We were the main dish for the 8 foot tall Cannamites. That freaked me out. And I watched that as a child. And I remember my parents were gone on a Monday night to some military event. And I'm hiding under the bed when they get home. Yeah, I was probably 6 or 7 years old. Yeah, you could leave your kids alone in those days with the house unlocked. We were just talking about that the other day. But anyway, that was fantastic. There was one other show, and it was an old version and a 90s version, a 60s version and a 90s version. I don't remember a lot about the 60s version. So I was pretty young when this first came out, but it was the best manipulation of high-tech TV for an intro I've ever seen as a child. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. Yes, I'm talking about the Outer Limits. And there were some really, really thought-provoking shows. There was one, though, that I'll never forget. And I recently saw it on a rerun. Actually, I think I saw it on a YouTube rerun. But Chinese developed the ability to inject somebody with something, and you could change the appearance to be a famous public figure. And they were attempting to take over key government positions, including the presidency. And just in the nick of time, they were caught. Boy, was that prophetic. The Chinese infiltrating American government. Yeah, tell that to Mark Kelly. That was a fantastic show, but the new version was really good. And there was an episode in there that didn't really strike me the way it does today when I look back on it. And remember, when Obama came into office and he met with resistance on AI research, he ignored it. When Biden came into office, he was hit with a petition from 10,000 scientists say, if we don't get a control on this, this is going to be sentient, and pretty soon they're not going to have time for us. This could be very dangerous for humanity. 10,000 scientists. Well, Biden didn't even know, probably didn't even read it, probably didn't know it existed, and his people ignored it. But there was an episode in the newer version of The Outer Limits where humans were fighting a war against AI. It would be a no contest. Trust me. AI would win. And it does remind me of the book of Revelation, where it says that if Jesus didn't return for the second time, there would be no flesh left alive. I look back on that episode from the newest version, part two of The Outer Limits in the 1990s, and I say, wow, was that good? Was that prophetic? Was that really ahead of its time? But I don't think anything replaces what Rod Serling did. Anyway, to me, those were the top TV shows for science fiction. Which one do you think was the best? Do you have another one in mind? Well, drop me a comment. Let me know what you think. And we might do a deep dive on that as well. I'm going to come back here. We're going to talk about movies that got my attention along the same lines. Now, this is leading to something. I'm warning it's coming to the quote, Great Deception. But I thought we'd have fun walking down memory lane. And to those of you who are under 45, actually under 50, I would say this to you. You probably have a lot of experience with these shows because they're still out there. In fact, actually, I was looking to watch the Broncos play the Jets in London and wasn't sure where it was on. I just knew it was 6:30 in the morning, my time on a Sunday. So I'm scrolling through the online TV guide, and there it was in some obscure channel I've never heard of, The Invaders. Well, my search stopped for the football game while I watched the last 15 minutes of the show, and it was classic Invaders. We saw the cerebral hemorrhage causing device of the aliens, and when they died, they evaporated in the flame and it was gone. It was all right there. And I thought, yeah, that takes me back in time to my childhood. Those shows are still around if you're young. And I'll tell you, Rod Serling's episodes in the Twilight, they never get old. They never get outdated by modern technological advancement. And for a lot of reasons, too. I don't think a lot of these shows do. But stay tuned because we're going to be back and we're going to have the same discussion on the best sci-fi movies of all time. And again, I want to know what you think. Drop us a line. Hey, if you're not a member of our newsletter, you should. We do multiple presentations a day and we time release them. And it's tough to keep coming back and people say, oh, Dave, back 3 or 4 or 5 times. Okay, all you got to do is sign up for our newsletter and you'll get one email delivered to you at the same time every day, usually late afternoon, early evening, depending on your time zone. And it covers everything that we've done, word for word, image for image, in an email that comes to you. And you go, well, that's really cool. Yeah, 50,000 other people plus 50,000 people say the same thing. And best of all, it's free. All you got to do is go to the commonsenseshow.com. Go to the upper right-hand corner of the website, click on the newsletter link. It's omnipresent. Put in your email, and no, I promise you, we do not sell data. We do not believe in that. And you fill that out, you'll get yours the next business day. But if you're in before the deadline, which I think is about 3 o'clock Eastern, you will get, actually, it's 2 o'clock Eastern. You will get yours the same day. But anyway, people love it. You will too. It's convenient, and I would encourage you to sign up. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're really glad to be with you. Please contribute to America by becoming a member of a grassroots organization that is active in promoting MAGA, not GOP, MAGA. We'll delineate the differences here as we go through the day. We are going to talk about something that I really enjoy talking about because it stretches your imagination. And it used to be the subject of ridicule and scorn. Well, now this subject is getting very serious attention and has been for a number of years from the U.S. Congress, but we're still being stonewalled by the Pentagon. Surprise, surprise. I can't wait till that organization leadership is disbanded under the Trump administration. But we deserve to have the truth about UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, used to be called UFOs. Use the terms interchangeably however you want. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to for decades. I don't know where the truth lies for sure. I'm going to lay out the possibilities for you, and then I'm going to talk about some of the recent evidence that I've seen exposed in congressional hearings that I've taken a fair amount of time to observe. We are brought to you by what we call three harmful foods. Dr. Amy Lee. I'll tell you, RFK Jr. is legitimately getting great praise for his advocacy for, anti-big pharma and their abusive practices that get people sick, the food industry for facilitating that goal. He's been getting great praise, but I got to tell you right there, Dr. Amy Lee has looked at things that are being shoved down our throat, literally and figuratively, and saying, stop. You're giving people things that you're calling health foods on the health food pyramid, and they're damaging to people. They cause digestive issues, skin issues, energy issues. And she says, no more. No more. We're not going to facilitate this lie. And in fact, some of these foodstuffs, these ingredients, these toxins are banned in other countries. Why not here? Well, can you say money, money, money? Because that's exactly what's going on. Now, Dr. Amy Lee said, I'm going to call a halt to it. People think this is normal aging when they have these effects. It's not. It's a result of crappy food. And she said, I'm going to identify it and I'm going to expose it. And she's done just that. She made a very revealing video. That's free to watch. That's right. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. That's the number three, harmfulfoods.com/Dave. And if you're watching this on social media, simply click on the link in the discussion box. When I was a kid, and I like to start with this anecdote. I was a huge science fiction fan. And honestly, I think I followed my second, third, and fourth passions in life. My first passion was science, particularly physics, quantum physics, been a hobby of mine now for 30 years. Am I an expert? Not academically, but I sure know a lot about it. And along those lines, I was fascinated by the science fiction element of extraterrestrial life, piloting UFOs, and these shows used to scare the hell out of me, like Forbidden Planet. They weren't our friends. Humanity could be threatened. And I'm talking really, really young. I used to watch as a very young child The Outer Limits, and sometimes I'd be so afraid I'd cover my head in bed at night. And then The Twilight Zone. I'm dating myself here, but these were shows I found fascinating. I remember when there was an episode in The Twilight Zone that two astronauts went to Mars to explore. No, Elon Musk was not born yet. And the rocket crashed, and one survived, one did not, and one was treated pretty well, and He was kind of falling for this Martian girl that was humanoid, and she liked him too, but unfortunately, she was on the outside looking in because he woke up one morning to look out the house. He'd just been in there one night, and it was absolutely crazy what was going on. Do you know what happened? You know what happened? The walls folded back. There were bars, and on it was a placard out in front, and it said, "Man from the planet Earth. The Martians put this guy in a zoo." That freaked me out. And I'll give you one more before I launch into what I've seen in the congressional hearings. To serve man, the Cannamites. If you've never seen this, you might want to search engine it because you probably watch it free of charge. Twilight Zone episode where aliens landed and they gave a how-to book. And part of the book was not translatable yet, but how to make crops in arid areas and eliminate starvation and hunger. And it appeared like the Cannamites were our friends. They were these 8 foot tall. They went to the United Nations, made presentations, and they were sponsoring free space trips. There's a parallel I'll give to you here in just a minute, but this one scientist who was really leading the government action had worked tirelessly on trying to translate the untranslatable part of the book. And the title was To Serve Man. Well, he decides, okay, I'm going to go on one of these trips. His secretary comes running out to the tarmac. And she said, "Professor, professor, don't get on. To Serve Man. It's a cookbook." And he was on the ramp, and the alien, 8 foot alien, pushed him back in. Shoved up the ramp and off they went. And then we have this final scene where he just was so struck, fear he wouldn't eat. And they said, "You must eat. We have to fatten you up for our pleasure." To serve man. You know what it's a lot like? It's like child sex trafficking, exactly what it's like. Anyway, that commentary aside, back to the science fiction, those things captured my imagination. Now, I'll tell you this, when we look at what's really going on, is it the alien ET situation that we're told in the media with constant movies and so forth, and the silly denial that everyone can see through to make it almost seem like it would be alien and they're covering it up? That's one possibility. The other possibility is it's us from the future and it's really humanoid and they're coming back to visit. And maybe helping mankind prevent a disaster that would prevent them from living in their future or the future that we would have. That's another possibility. It's humanoid, it's our stuff. Third possibility is Genesis 6, verse 4. And they were there afterward. What would that be? Well, that would be the fallen angels. And I think this could be, if you look at it scripturally, the great deception. And then you get into what we call Project Bluebeam. And Project Bluebeam has been around since the 80s, and it's designed to be a fake alien invasion designed to unify the world's governments under one house. Voila, you have world government under false pretenses based on fear, the project and the product of the New World Order. Those are the three major possibilities. And people will often ask me when I talk about this, I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. I can't preclude that there isn't life on other planets and that God didn't create them and he has his individual relationship with them as he has with us. I don't know. I have no idea. Let me put it to you this way. If it's door number one and it truly is aliens, in fact, what was said in this congressional testimony, they asked this panel of four, "What do you think this is? Advanced beings?" Two of the four said yes. One said, "I don't know." One said, "We better find out because of the national security implications." I agree. Here's what history shows. When a superior culture encounters an inferior culture, the inferior culture, technologically speaking, that would be weapon systems as well, always is defeated. And one of two things happens. They're either absorbed or it's virtual genocide. Interesting, but it's the end of the culture as they know it. We better hope that is not the case. And I'll go down that alien scenario for a minute. Why would they keep coming back decade after decade after decade? Because they're watching our progress. Is our technology getting to a point where we could challenge them? I'll leave it there. That's one possibility. The other possibility, it's our stuff from the future. They've come back to visit. They're trying to keep us from maybe blowing ourselves up with the Third World War, just to mention one possibility. And that could be true. That could be true. The third possibility is the one that I personally favor, but I don't know if it's true because the Bible doesn't explicitly tell me this is what it is. And I'm surmising, and I'm being very honest. I don't know. I'm just giving you possibilities and getting you to think and analyze your place in this. Are these the fallen angels designed to deceive us, to put us into a one world government under Satan and the Antichrist, usher in CBDC, 15-minute cities, and all the scary things the Bible talks about, where we'll have to worship the Antichrist, and you will not buy or sell without the mark of the beast, and on and on and on and on. With the book of Revelation. Now, I don't know. Door number two, it's us from the future, is to me the least threatening. Except it does strongly suggest to me they're trying to help us avoid something, and that's kind of scary. Door number one is absolutely frightening. And everyone on that panel said this is a national security answer, reason, focus, and I have to agree. If you don't know what it is, you have to look at it as potentially hostile. They can outmaneuver anything we have. Let me give you an example of how strong their craft is. If you take the old X-16 fighter, fastest thing we knew in terms of G forces, humans can't survive 9 Gs. You go to blackout, red out, and then death. You can't survive that. The alien craft, call it what you will, the UAPs have been estimated to be 20,000, 30,000 G's. Whoa. So, in other words, you have to displace gravity inside the craft. And that would explain how they can make these. They're going 10,000 miles an hour near Earth flight, and all of a sudden they do a right angle turn that would crush human beings. And they do it at that speed with that force. Amazing technology. Imagine what the weapon systems would be like to correspond to that level of technological cultural development. We would have nothing to match it. You would think a culture that advanced would have as much in common with us as we do with an anthill, and they would bypass us. But if indeed we are developing technology, most of it based on Tesla and quantum physics, that could pose a threat to them, then you can see why they're here. And, let's go back to another science fiction movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Michael Rennie, believe it was 1952. I'm in the neighborhood. Alien lands. He's got this indestructible robot that can wipe out the planet. And he said, we didn't care that you wanted to be warlike and kill yourselves and so forth with your primitive weapons. But now that you're venturing into space and you have nuclear weapons, you're a very big concern to us. And if you don't cure your ways of warlike behavior, this robot and robots like him will turn your planet into a burned out cinder. That was a quote. That could be a possibility here. And the fact that this came out in the early 50s showed the insightfulness of the person that created that. It was absolutely phenomenal in its message. But again, if you ask me at the end of the day and you said, Dave, you must choose, okay, you can't say you don't know. Which one do you think is real? I think it's fallen angel. It's a great deception. They're pretending to be aliens and they're trying to deceive us and they'll act like aliens and basically get us to lay down our arms and unify under one house for protection. And you'll have the Antichrist global government before Armageddon. If you ask me, I would say that would be the way I would go. But I have no more proof for that other than trying to read between the lines of the Bible, which is hard to do. Versus anything else. But anyway, what do you think? I'm really fascinated to read your comments on what you think is behind UAPs. Are we really in danger? Is it spiritual? Is it physical? Is it interplanetary? Is it interdimensional? Is it from our future? Tell me what you think. And maybe you have a fourth theory. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative journalism with our new series called HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, HIPS, along with our geopolitical with expert guests. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. We'll see you over there.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we are brought to you by terrific sponsor, someone who could make you a lot of money over the next few years in crypto, in Bitcoin. It's all the rage. It's going to be tied to stablecoin in terms of profits, backed by the dollar, which will increase the dollar. Everybody wins. Crypto is at all-time highs right now, but you ain't seeing nothing yet compared to where it's going. How do you get involved? How do you find out more? How do you find out more without getting pressured? Go to mydigitalmoney.com. Do what I did. Go to mydigitalmoney.com. Profits await. This is really, in my opinion, a can't-miss opportunity for at least the length of the term of Donald Trump. Oh, we've been talking about the best sci-fi movies and the best TV shows, and we looked at four in each category, total of eight. Only one of them did not involve the subject of extraterrestrial life. And a lot of people wanted Stargate SG-1, but I said that's based on reality, and I'm saying that based on technology, time travel, DARPA, we revealed that the other day, as well as teleportation, which we revealed well over a decade ago, well documented. It's no secret. And they claim it's only inanimate objects. Yeah. So SG-1 does not qualify as science fiction. Now, maybe the encounter of alien life. Hello, that's where I come in. This, in my opinion, alien life is the great deception. And it's something that if you don't pay attention to this, you couldn't lose your life in this life. You could lose your soul for eternity. Let's get into it. The Bible describes the great deception primarily in the context of end time events where Satan, through figures like the Antichrist or the man of lawlessness and false prophets, will use counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders to mislead the world away from the truth of God and Jesus Christ. And make sure you put ETs in there, because that would be the counterfeit miracles and signs and wonders. This deception will be so powerful, God himself will allow a strong delusion to fall upon those who reject the truth. Project Bluebeam would be the human participation in this demonic deception. A partnership, if you will. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12, really addresses this. This is the most direct reference to the great deception describing the lawlessness. Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. In all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and not be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, so they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in the wickedness. This is the danger that when we get into it, there are aliens, they can do this, they can do that. Satan can do these things technologically. Make no mistake about it. Demons can make you believe they're aliens. And this is where I believe it's going. But there's more from the Bible on this. Matthew 24, verses 23 through 24. Jesus warns of false messiahs and prophets in the last days. Verse 23. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, there he is, do not believe it, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, and even the elect can be fooled. Now, what I find interesting is if you go to the Twilight Zone, one of my favorite shows in all of science fiction, the Cannamites came here, 8-foot-tall aliens. They solved hunger. They solved that. But it was fattening up for the kill. Metaphorically, taking your soul because you believe in their false signs and wonders. One of the more telling biblical phrases about the great deception is in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 13 through 14. A lot of people say this is the second beast, often interpreted as the false prophet. It deceives the world through miraculous signs, compelling worship on the first beast, the Antichrist figure. Verse 13, and it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from the heaven to the earth in full view of the people. Sounds interesting there, doesn't it? Given what we've been talking about. Verse 14, because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword but lived. These passages emphasize vigilance, discernment through God's truth, believing the gospel and believing in Jesus Christ, and the ultimate triumph of Christ over deception. Other verses touch on related themes in end times falsehood, such as 2 Corinthians 11 through 14, where Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, Revelation 12:9, the devil deceiving the whole world. But the above form the core of the great deception concept. For the world of Dave Hodges and my spiritual beliefs, I'm not a believer in the little gray men. You say, well, Dave, you've been doing shows about this. We've even covered it in science fiction movies of all time, the best ones, and TV shows. And you're right. I have, because you have to meet the enemy where they're at. And I'm going to fully expose this. I say, here it is. This is what they're going to tell you. And then I'll come back to these biblical verses and just say, it's all a great deception, every bit of it. You say, well, Dave, I saw the UFOs. Okay, I've seen them too. It's called the Phoenix Lights. I saw those with 100,000 other people in Phoenix, but it's a deception. It's a great deception. And now I believe we've had the intermixing of demonic technology with human technology, and some of what we see flying around is our stuff. Well, Dave, what about the abductions? Well, what about demonic possession? You know, at the end of the day, you have to put your foundation in something that's going to last and last eternally. And that's an unabiding faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to give you a further warning. I believe AI is going to be tied into this as well, too, because the Bible's very specific when it says, if Jesus didn't come back for the second time, no flesh, notice a key word there, no flesh would be left alive. I think that's also part of the great deception. This is why I have urged Donald Trump to break ranks with Peter Thiel, who wants no restrictions on what he does with AI. And he says, if you tamper with this, you'll bring out the Antichrist. No, you won't. If you limit it, you might stop that element of the Antichrist. His thinking is clearly deceptive. His statements are not true. And Donald Trump, please disassociate. And for the rest of us, check me out. If you don't believe what I'm presenting here, find contrary views, post them. I welcome all points of view. And I will tell you, I'm fairly flexible and I consider different ideas. On this, I'm rigid and inflexible because I believe I'm following the word of God. And I will not be deceived. Question is, will you be deceived? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.